Letters, phone calls and visits. Contact with the outside world. How often can I make phone calls in prison? Each sentenced prisoner who is over 18 has a right to make at least one phone call a week to a family member or friend. If you are under 18, then you have a right to make at least two phone calls a week to your family or a friend. You must tell staff the phone numbers you wish to ring. As well as your weekly calls to family or friends, you may call your legal advisor at any time that is reasonable. If you are a remand prisoner, see keywords, page 2 for explanation, you have a right to make at least 5 phone calls a week and also as many as you need, within reason, to manage your property or business affairs. Will someone listen in on my telephone calls? Yes, telephone calls are monitored and recorded except calls to your solicitor, legal advisor and counselling services like the Samaritans. Prison staff may listen to or record your phone calls at any time, but you should be made aware that they are doing this. For example, there might be a sign on the wall near the phone saying that your call is being listened to, or you might hear a recorded message on the phone before you get through to the number you're calling. The governor may also end your phone call if they believe that it is threatening, upsetting or offensive to the person you are speaking to, or that it could interfere with the course of justice. How many letters may I send a week? It depends on the prison you are in. Each prison governor decides how many letters a prisoner can send each week. However, you can ask for permission to send more if it is necessary. There is no limit on the number of letters you can receive each week. If you are a remand prisoner, you can send as many letters as necessary each week to manage your property or business affairs. If you send more than 7 letters in any one week, you might have to pay the costs of postage and writing materials. Can my letters be opened and read before they leave the prison? Yes, each letter will be opened and checked by a prison officer before it is sent. The letter may be taken away from you if the governor considers it to be threatening in nature, or if the person you're writing to has told the governor that they don't want to receive letters from you. Also, your letter could be taken from you if it could help a criminal offence to be committed or obstruct a criminal investigation. Can I send any letters which will not be inspected? Yes, letters to certain organisations or bodies will not be opened before they are sent and will be posted without delay. These include letters to your solicitor or legal advisor, the Minister for Justice, the Prison Visiting Committee, the Inspector of Prisons, the European Court of Human Rights, the Irish Human Rights Commission, the Parole Board, the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture and Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, the CPT, and the International Red Cross. Incoming mail from your solicitor or any of the organisations or bodies listed above will only be open to make sure that it is from your solicitor or one of the listed organisations. If any letter addressed to you is to be examined, it must be opened while you are there. How many visits can I get from friends and family each week? The following table is broken into 5 columns. Type of prisoner, age of prisoner, minimum number of visits each week, maximum number of visits each week, and length of visit. Type of prisoner, sentenced. If over 18, minimum number of visits each week, 1. Maximum number, governor can decide. Length of visit, 30 minutes. Type of prisoner, sentenced. If under 18, minimum number of visits each week, 2. Maximum number, governor can decide. Length of visit, 30 minutes. Type of prisoner, remand. Age of prisoner, any age. Minimum number of visits each week, 3. Maximum number, 6. Length of visit, 15 minutes. The governor at your prison may allow you to have more visits than the minimum number if they think it would be good for your well-being or rehabilitation. You can name up to 6 people a month to visit you, and in some prisons up to 8. They can book an appointment through the prison. Visits should take place in suitable facilities. These facilities may have barriers such as screens or windows. This means you can't have physical contact with your visitor. These barriers are thought to be necessary so that banned items or substances can't be passed from visitor to prisoner. You are not allowed to pass items to your visitors except with the permission of the governor. The governor may allow for visits where physical contact is allowed between you and your visitors. However, these visits will only take place where there is no risk of banned items being passed. If I am married or have a partner, do I have a right to conjugal visits? No. A prisoner and their spouse are not allowed to have sex in prison. How often can my legal advisor visit me in prison? The following points deal with your rights regarding visits from your legal advisor. You can receive visits from your legal advisor at any reasonable time of the day to discuss any legal action or case or appeal concerning you. Visits from legal advisers should take place in view of a prison officer, but not within their hearing. Phone calls and letters to your legal advisers are not read or monitored. Access to your legal adviser is completely confidential. If you are a foreign national and you want an interpreter to be present during a visit with your legal adviser, the Governor should do their best to arrange for an interpreter to be there. If you want your legal adviser to visit, you can ask the Governor to contact him or her to pass on your message. A visit from your legal adviser is not counted as an ordinary visit, which means you are still allowed to receive the normal number of visits from your family or friends. Do I have a right to receive spiritual visits? Yes, you can have visits from a spiritual adviser with the permission of the Governor. There are 20 full-time and 9 part-time chaplains from the Roman Catholic Church of Ireland and Methodist faiths. The chaplains are responsible for the spiritual care of all prisoners, no matter what their religion. Chaplains of other religions can also attend the prisons on a visiting basis. The following points deal with your rights regarding your spiritual well-being in prison. You should be allowed, if possible, to practice any religion of which you are a member. This means you should be able to attend relevant religious services in prison or have access to relevant religious books or materials. You should be allowed access to a chaplain of any religious denomination if a visit is orderly and safe. If you belong to a religion for which there is no authorised chaplain at the prison, you may receive spiritual visits from a minister of your religion with the Governor's written consent. Such visits should be held in the sight, but not the hearing, of the supervising prison officer. A visit from a chaplain or spiritual adviser is not counted as an ordinary visit, which means you are still allowed to receive the normal number of visits from your family or friends. Does a chaplain do more than provide spiritual visits? Yes. Apart from their religious ministry, chaplains have a pastoral role. This means that they can provide you with care and counselling. They can help you to explore treatment and rehabilitation options and help you to keep up contact with your family and community. The chaplain will listen to you, support and encourage you at times of trauma, crisis, illness or grief. You can speak to a chaplain if you have concerns about any issue, including worries about your health, your family, legal matters, your emotional well-being and so on. They will always treat everything you say as confidential. The chaplains can also help you to prepare for your release.